Hi, everyone. Steve Field from the Crime Safety Department. This is our second Facebook Live meeting that we're having, and I got to keep reminding myself this is live. When we made the videos last year, we could always just tell Andrea, cut, I want to redo it, and then she would clean it up for us. But we don't have that today, and we're facing a couple of struggles today. I don't know if it's changed, but we did lose the power here. We're running on the generators here in the Z building and the main building. Last I heard, the Millennium building was still dark. So if things go dark on us, that's what happens with live TV or Facebook Live. So we're facing some challenges there. We've got some weather challenges. But what that really reminded me of, and we've struggled this week in the office. We've had snow. We've had bitterly cold temperatures here. People working remote with COVID. But what that reminded me is that's what you guys deal with every single day out there. Yeah, it's hard for me. I put on a lot of layers and I back out of the garage and or dust off the car and drive in. But you do that 4 or 5 months a year as winter spreads around the country. And that is just so admirable of what you do out there. And we just, I think as a company, we're good at never forgetting that, never recognizing what you're doing. I think we've talked in the past, if there's been anything good to come out of COVID, it's that truckers are finally getting some of the recognition that you deserve. You'll probably never get everything that you deserve. I don't think the general public realizes what you do or what goes into them being able to go to Home Depot or Lowe's and get a 2x4, just what effort it took to get that delivered, or cookies that have oil in them that we deliver, or any of the food, the pharmaceuticals. Just we just expect it to be there when we go to Walmart or Target, that it's just there. They don't realize what goes into it from the trucking standpoint to get that there. And I think that's just amazing. We've talked in the past that that's something that really separates, I think, the U.S. economy from the rest of the world, just the role that truckers play. Even in these terrible weather conditions, when you look out there, there's still trucks going up and down the highway. And I do want to talk about that for a minute. Before we started, I kind of looked, we can look at a map and it says where all our trucks are. And I'll use Texas, for example. You know, it looked like we probably had 300 or 400 trucks, and it's probably more or less than that, but down in Texas. And that's a lot of trucks. And I can tell you, out of those, we may end up with an accident today, a winter-related accident. We'll just say we do have one, and there's 400 trucks. What we sometimes forget is we focus on that one truck that had the accident, and that's serious. We need to look at that. We need to look at the driver, see if we can determine the cause, and go from there. But there's 399 trucks that got through that same weather down there, basically without difficulty, or had difficulty, but they either stopped and started moving again when the weather got better, or their driving skills allowed them to slow down and get through it. And sometimes we forget that. I know I do. And, you know, I send a message out each Monday morning to our management group to kind of summarize the week before and the weekend. And we look at it, three accidents that were winter related. We had a jackknife. We ended up in the median or something like that. But what we sometimes forget is all the other trucks that made it through. And our goal, of course, is to have every truck make it through, every truck not to be involved in an accident. But at the end of the day, I think you're as close to perfect as could be reasonably expected. You do a phenomenal job out there. And I will tell you, and this is the last point that I'm going to bring up in my portion today, we give you a lot of authority out there, a lot of ability to make that decision. Am I going to park right now? Am I going to park it and let my fleet manager know? And the decision you make, that really becomes part of your record, if you will. You park it, you let your fleet manager know, gets with sales, they let the customer know, we're going to be a day after the appointment time, but we're going to get there safely. If you make the decision to go and you have an accident, we have to hold people accountable, and we do that. And we do a lot of different things after an accident. Look at how long someone's been here, what their entire record is. With those critical events, we can look at the speed. So, you know, don't try to tell us I'm going 30 miles an hour when you were really going 60 miles an hour on those snow-covered roads. And we factor all that in. And then that's when we make the decisions that we make about what we're going to do after an accident. So, you know, I'm certainly not threatening anyone. I'm just kind of telling you how we go about our business right there. But we do hold people accountable, just as the folks in the office are held accountable to make sure you get your loads, that we give you accurate information. Everyone is held accountable. And I think that's one of the things that makes Prime so successful. So we're in a tough time right now. We're still battling the pandemic. We've got winter weather all over the country. I saw this morning it was 11 degrees and snowing in Houston and 37 and raining in Boston. Just that everything is all twisted up right now. But the one thing we know, the truckers will get through, and specifically Prime truckers will get through. We'll get the freight delivered safely. And that's what we always come to rely upon with you, that you get your job done like that. So thank you from me and thank you from the safety department. So we're going to have several speakers today. We're going to run through operations first. So we're going to have Brett from the tanker division, Brian from the flatbed division, and Jim from the reefer division. Then we're going to have Stan Casterkey talk just a little bit about the importance of getting drivers picked up, new drivers, to get them out in the training program, and why we really, really come to depend upon our instructors and our trainers. Then we're going to have Sam Messick. Sam works in the accounting department, but he oversees our fueling, and there's so much that goes into fueling. Sam's a wealth of information on that. So Sam will talk about that. We'll see if we have any questions. This week, we do have our slingshot class watching the taping live, watching Facebook Live here. So we'll see if they have questions or if you have questions that you send in to Mitch that's monitoring the laptop here with questions. And then, of course, we'll close out with Steve Wetke and Robert Lowe to kind of leave us feeling good there and let us know where everything stands. So enough from me right now. Please continue to be safe out there. I'm going to ask Brett to come up from the tanker division. Hi, Brett.
Hello. Thank you, Steve. Thank you all for tuning in today. This is my first time being on the Facebook Live, and I appreciate y'all tuning in. I just wanted to take a minute to tag on to what Steve said. I've spent hours and hours on the phones this week and last week with Landon Warner, our outside salespeople, talking to the AAKs, the loaders, the bungies of the world out there. And not one of them has gotten upset when we've told them that we stopped because of weather. Not one of them has gotten upset when we said, hey, we're going to deliver a day late, but we're going to get it there safely. Every one of them is understandable. Every one of them is working with us and working with their customers to communicate our delays. So if you don't feel safe, if you don't feel comfortable, do pull over, let your fleet manager know. They'll in turn let us know so we can pass it on as well. Communication is the most important part. Excuse me. As long as we can let the customer know so they can give their customers a heads up, that's what it's all about. And I appreciate you all for doing that and for staying safe. We're at the beginning of the year. And we've been challenged with what we're going to do this year in 2021. And a wise man once told me, without growth, there is no growth. So I'm sure all the divisions will talk about it, but we're going to look to grow about 15% this year. We're going to do that with customers, as well as adding trucks and adding drivers. How are we going to add those drivers? If you're a safe driver, if you're a profitable driver, that has been here successfully, we need you training those future drivers. We need you to come in, go through the classes, Stan will probably discuss that as well, get certified and help us train the future so they're profitable, they're safe, and they know what they're doing going up and down the road from a business standpoint, as well as safety. We're gonna try to grow 15% on the inedible side. We're also going to add to the food grade side. The inedible side continues to outperform last year, week after week. It continues to grow. We're adding customers, so we're needing drivers on that inedible business. It's really non-kosher food grade. It's for the pet industry, as well as hauling some tallows. So if you're interested in that, feel free to reach out to myself, reach out to recruiting. That's really all I have at this time. I'd like to introduce Brian Brown, get him up here. Thank you all very much and stay safe.
Thanks, Brett. I'm from the flatbed division, Brian Brown. I work on the sales side and just wanted to talk to you guys a little bit today about things that we have going on. Obviously, a lot of challenges this year. Everybody's kind of wondering what else could come next, but Right now, we're dealing with a lot of weather out there, and weather affects flatbed a little bit more than some of the other divisions because of the nature of you guys having to be out there and securing your freight in the cold, in the elements, tarping, strapping, all that kind of stuff. And just want to remind you guys to be very careful. Sometimes being, you know, up on a ladder, climbing on loads, things like that, we want to minimize those risks as much as possible. We definitely want you to think about your own personal safety, you know, wear your personal protective gear at all times, make sure you've got your hard hat on. I highly recommend, and I know it sounds corny, but if you can get a chin strap for that hard hat, I always recommend that to our drivers, because if you fall off a load, the first thing that's going to happen is that hard hat is going to come right off your head, and we've seen it happen before. So think about that. Make sure you've got warm weather gear, good boots, good gloves, things like that. If you're out there in extreme weather and your hands go numb, things like that, get in the cab and warm up a little bit. We don't want you guys to get frostbite out there. So take care of yourself, take care of your safety. Tarping is a big thing. We want to protect the product out there. If you have any questions, get with your dispatcher. If you need extra plastic or things like that to put over your loads, make sure you do that. We'll help you arrange to get it or whatever we need to do. We definitely want to protect the product out there. Tarping is something that is a tough job for you guys, and we know that. Some of us have done it, and you know, that experience tells us that you guys don't get paid enough for it. So we are constantly looking at those tarp fees, trying to get our customers to raise those. Right now, we're pushing those up as much as we possibly can, along with rates. The market is good out there. We hope that it'll stay that way, and we feel like we've got plenty of freight to load you guys very effectively. We can load you guys effectively through COVID, through weather, through recessions, through anything else like we have. We know we can keep you guys loaded and profitable and keep raising the bar. We know that your paycheck is the most important thing to you, and we want to keep pushing that up for you. So we're working with a lot of shippers right now trying to get them to spend the money to put in tarping stations. This is another way to keep you guys safe. When you get out there and you can put on a harness and work on securing your load, and you know that if you do slip or something like that, that you're not going to fall to the ground. So we're really pushing shippers that especially have hard to tarp, taller loads, to invest that money and invest in your safety. And a lot of them care about you guys quite a bit. So we're having some success there. You know, Brett talked a little bit about growth. We want to grow on the flatbed side as well. So you guys can be out there helping us to recruit. And don't be afraid of growth. Every time we can increase our footprint out there in the marketplace, it helps all of us. The more that we can provide for shippers and the more customers we can gain, it's going to help you guys and your own paychecks. So don't be afraid of that. Be out there. Be the voice for Prime to help us recruit. If you see good drivers, good sharp guys out there that you know, or someone that would be a good fit for Prime, tell them to come on in and give us a try. If you can train, we need more trainers. As Brett mentioned, we want to train the next generation for the future and make sure that we've always got enough trucks out there to provide our customers. That's really all I've got right now. We appreciate you guys so much. Steve Fields mentioned that you guys, you know, are underappreciated out there. Just want to say that, you know, we really do appreciate you guys so much. And what you do out there is very tough. We understand that. And we're going to keep raising the bar for you. Jim Guthrie is next from Reefer Operations, and he's going to talk to you guys just a little bit about Reefer.
Hey, thanks, Brian. Good morning, everybody. Great to be here today on Facebook Live in our new world here. You know, I don't want to be redundant, but we can't say enough, you know, what sacrifices that you're making out there and how important that is. You know, I've heard over news reports the last couple of days, multiple times, we talk about unprecedented and historic weather conditions, unprecedented times. And I was reflecting a little bit about the last year. We're almost a year into this pandemic now. And, you know, we talked a lot about unprecedented things. And and historic times, historic winter storms now. But you know, one thing that's been constant through this entire period is what our drivers have done for Prime, for the country. You know, you've been the rock that's kept the country moving, and it sounds cliche, but you really can't say it enough and accurately enough. It's true, because without what you've done over the last year, we wouldn't be moving in the direction we're moving as a country. And so I think I'm very proud to be associated with each and every one of you out there, and I'm very proud to be associated with this company. You know, what you've done is just truly incredible and remarkable. And I can tell you that I've had multiple conversations with customers this week, and they recognize and appreciate that as well. So on the reefer side, a couple things I would point out is, we always talk about getting through January, getting through February. Freight demand generally isn't quite as strong in January and February. Of course, that's totally different this year. Freight demand is very strong. But with this winter storm, you know, this is going to make it even more important to help our customers over these next probably 4 to 6 weeks. You know, I anticipate getting into March that freight demand is going to be exceedingly heavy. And we need everybody available that we can get available. It's going to be a really good time to make yourselves available and help our customers. As you can appreciate and imagine, if you're home or if you've been on time off, a lot of the store shelves are empty. And so there's a big demand for our services. So, think about what you can do to be available for these next 4 to 6 weeks as much as possible. It'll really help our customers. And, they've come to appreciate how much you do every day. But they're going to be asking for more. And it seems like we continue to ask for more, but it's for a good reason, because they need our help coming up here, and so we want you to make yourselves available as much as you possibly can. Again, really appreciate what everybody is doing out there. These are treacherous conditions. It's extremely important to take care of yourselves, be safe, protect yourself from these temperatures. It's really important to take care of yourself first and make sure you stay safe so that you can you can continue to operate. Appreciate everybody what you're doing. I'm going to bring up Stan Kostrucki next, and he's going to talk about the training program and the need for trainers. Thank you.
Well, good morning, everyone. I hope you're all doing okay out there. So it is cold in Missouri. It's cold across the United States. We've actually shut down testing for the last couple of days. It's just too treacherous, plus the training pad is completely frozen over. So it doesn't mean that we're not going to be testing. It's just going to take a few days to get some evidence. To talk about the instructors and the trainers, Brett had talked about this a minute ago. The greatest thing, or one of the greatest things about Prime, is we have so many opportunities that if you're wanting to become a professional driver, that you can go into the tanker division, you can go into the flatbed division. We have a refrigerated division, we have an intermodal division. So we have so many different aspects in this logistics industry that we're in for opportunities for you. I know there are probably several out there that are watching that are just thinking about Prime at this point. So we would encourage you to continue to investigate us. And we look forward to seeing you come into our driver training program. As far as students that we have right now that need to be picked up, we still have around 22 here from last week, and these are PSDs that need to be picked up. In this week's class, we're probably going to have around 45 coming out that will need instructors. On the TNT side of it, I know Steve Tassin, who's our assignment manager for the TNT side, he's needing help as well. So if you've been an instructor and a trainer in the past, think about it again. Let's try to get you engaged again. To do that, check with your fleet manager, let them know that you're interested, and they'll start going through the vetting process to get you set up so we can get you back in here and get you to training and instructing. I really appreciate everything that you all are doing. It is a sacrifice that you make every day, not only in this weather, but being gone from your families. I truly appreciate that, and I appreciate your service to our country as a truck driver and also to Prime. So thank you. I'm going to bring up Sam Messick next. He's in our accounting department, and he's a really smart guy, and he's going to tell you a lot of really, really good stuff. Be safe. Thanks.
Hey, good morning. I don't know about how smart I am. I am Canadian, and I will say that I remember now why I left Canada. Whenever I step outside in Springfield, Missouri, it's a little cold for me, so I guess my blood has thinned out a little bit being down here in what we would call the South, being from Canada. But hope you're all staying warm. I know it's nasty weather outside. Just wanted to give you a couple quick updates on all things as it relates to fuel and wash. So as many of you are aware, every March we go through an annual fuel bid process. So that's currently active right now. We're working with all of our different fuel vendors to try to help negotiate and acquire the best possible fuel pricing for our fleet, hopefully improve your overall profitability, you know, by continuing to drive down your fuel costs, DEF costs, repair costs. There's a lot of things that are included when we say fuel bid. There's a lot of different things that we're negotiating as part of our fuel bids. So our current fuel bid runs through, or our current fuel, what I'll call contracts, even though they're not a contract, there's no guarantees of fuel volume or anything with any of our fuel vendors, but our current agreements with the vendors run through the end of March of this year. So if you have, I know we have Diamond status right now at Love's Travel Stops. We have the Prime Gear status at TA Petro facilities. All of those statuses will run through the end of March. And at that point in time, we will roll out any new programs that may have come about because of the fuel bid process. So if Love's was to remain one of our main suppliers, though, going into April and into this next year, your Diamond status would most likely just roll over and things. We've got a lot of questions as far as like, hey, when are these promo statuses ending? Right now, we don't know for sure because we don't know who's going to win the bid. Tentatively, they're set to end at the end of March right now, though. And obviously, we'll have new, hopefully better programs after that time as well for you. We've also gotten a lot of comments or questions about, hey, what do? I've lost my Diamond status at Love's. If you have lost your Diamond status at Love's, there's a feedback portion a feedback section on their mobile app where you can send them some feedback just saying, hey, I drive for Prime. I've lost my Diamond status. Can you please re-add it? They'll get it re-added for you. You can also call customer service, but it's probably easier just to do it through their mobile app. It's probably the quickest way to get that done. One thing that I wanted to mention, you know, we work really hard on these fuel bids, trying to make sure we're getting the best possible pricing for you all as the Prime fleet and the Prime family. And a lot of the time I'll see operators fueling outside of our fueling network. I encourage you to try to make sure you're fueling within our network as much as possible, utilizing our fuel optimizer as much as possible. Fueling outside of our network is a very expensive mistake to make. I understand that it has to happen in certain emergency situations, especially with some of the weather we have going on right now. But just like I say, encourage you to plan ahead, make sure you're making good decisions for your operation. If you're fueling outside of our fueling network, on average, that can cost you anywhere from 75 cents to $1.50 a gallon to fuel outside of our network. So a very costly mistake if you have to fuel outside of our fueling network. If you're in areas where you say, we just don't have good enough coverage in this area of the country as far as our fueling network goes, so I have to fuel out of network, please call me. We'd love your feedback on where we can add more fuel stops that would help make your life better as you try to make sure that you have the fuel resources that you need across the country. Another thing that I wanted to mention that we're working on right now, this is just to kind of give you a heads up, we're currently actively rolling out our new wash portal. I know I've mentioned this before, but we are finally getting this rolled out to all of the different mom and pop wash locations across the country. Really, without going into a lot of the detail on what this portal is, it should just make your life easier as an operator. It should get you in and out of wash facilities faster. You shouldn't have to deal a lot with the payment process as it relates to washing. So hopefully will be a benefit for all of you and definitely a benefit for our vendors. Last thing that I wanted to mention as it relates to our operations is it is very cold outside. You know, I know Justin Kaufman mentioned it last week. Make sure you're treating your fuel appropriately. Here in the terminal, we get a lot of questions as far as how aggressively do we treat the bulk fuel that you're buying here at Prime. It's treated very aggressively. Our bulk fuel is double treated right now. We use Power Service Arctic Express. So our bulk fuel that we sell there at the terminal is, I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's probably treated more heavily than anybody else in the country is. Should be the best quality winter fuel that you can possibly get. So if you need fuel, the terminal is a great option right now to get it from. Make sure if you need additives and things, you're getting them here at the terminal, much cheaper for you than buying over the road. One of the other things that we've seen this week happen a lot is a lot of bulk DEF locations are down. So at Pilots, Tia Cutro's, Loves, you can't get bulk DEF right now because DEF is basically water with a little bit of urea in it, so it freezes very easily. Make sure that you're staying topped up on DEF if you can, wherever there is DEF available. You're going to get into a lot of areas across the country where bulk DEF isn't available. You don't want to buy it by the jug. Very expensive to buy it by the jug, so make sure you're staying topped off on your DEF. And I know I probably look like an idiot today wearing short sleeves and it's like negative 20 outside, but I had to rep our Loves Travel Stops number 34 car. I don't know if all of you saw, Loves is a big partner of ours, and Michael McDowell, their NASCAR driver, on Sunday, I don't know, it might have been Monday morning by the time the race got done, but he won the Daytona 500, huge underdog. I think it was a 100-1 shot. Michael is a great guy. He has spent a lot of time with our operators. Every year we get to send some operators to the Kansas race with Loves Travel Stops, and Michael spends a lot of time with our folks, and just a really solid guy, so couldn't be more happy for him and for our partners at Loves Travel Stops. So if you haven't checked out the race, make sure you check it out. Crazy race, definitely a neat thing for Michael and for Loves. But that's all I have this morning, so I think we have Steve Field back up next.
We did get a couple of questions this week, as we did last week, and before Robert and Steve come up, we do like to at least take our best shot at the questions. We appreciate you submitting them online like this, and we do want to give you good answers. So I think I'm going to take one of them. I'm going to have Stan come up and help me with a couple of them, and then the final one will be Jim Guthrie. So we'll run through these, and then we'll have Robert and Steve. And the first question was, my guess is Chris probably doesn't drive for us now, and his question is, what is the cents per mile for company drivers? And it starts at 45 cents a mile. My recommendation would be call our recruiting department, talk to them about the different options that are available. As you all know, there's a lot of pieces that go into driver payroll. We're constantly looking at what we're paying our company drivers because it is a rate per mile, and making sure that we're competitive and we're paying you fairly for the work you do. So the simple answer is it starts at a minimum of 45 cents per mile, but really, when you have more experience and you bring more to us, we're able to do better than that. So talk to one of our recruiters about that, and we can help you with that. Stan, if you could come up just for a second. The first question from Tracy was, how long do you have to drive for Prime before you can be a trainer?
Excellent. It's a great question. So there's a couple of different answers to that. If you started as a PSD here at Prime, then we want you to have at least 9 months of driving here at Prime before you would be eligible to become an instructor or a trainer. And really, as we're looking at that 9 months, we're looking at one winter included in that 9 months. If you're someone who's a seasoned driver, or maybe you've been driving someplace else for at least a year, we want you to be a Prime for at least 60 days. So then at that point, then you could start the vetting process to become an instructor or a trainer. We call it primatize. We want to kind of get you into the culture of Prime and what the expectations are as far as your net fuel cost and things like that before we have you start instructing on your drivers.
Thanks, Dan. Don't go too far. Because the last question, and we probably won't go into specific amounts because there are so many variables for this, but Jackson did ask us, how much do Prime reefer trainers make? So I'll kind of rephrase that a little bit for Stan and ask Stan, is it lucrative? Is it financially rewarding to enter either become an instructor or a trainer or both and take on that responsibility? And you know, the one thing that I will add to that is when we started this PSD program probably 15 years ago, one of the ideas was instead of Prime paying truck driving schools, why don't we pay our own exceptional operators that money, put that into their pocket while they're training the next generation. So just generally, Stan, maybe you can talk about the compensation and how that works for instructors and trainers.
Sure. Well, it isn't just about feeling good about helping others be successful in the industry. There actually is some incentive to that. So as an instructor, if you're taking someone out to teach them how to pass the CDL exam, we typically, our average is about 3 weeks out with an instructor before you test out. Those instructors make $300 per week for up to 4 weeks, so a maximum of $1,200. If you have someone who trifectas, which they pass the CDL exam, the pre-trip, the backing, and the driving skills test the first time, we pay a bonus to that. That's an $875 bonus for that. On the TNT side, really it's the miles that you run as a team operation is the incentive or the pay that you get on that part of it. There are some upgrade bonuses and things as well that you would receive as that person stays. It's a retention bonus, really. You know, as people are, if they're treated well in the process, they're going to be more likely to stay. So we that's where that incentive comes in.
Thanks, Dan. Good information. Last question is pretty tough, so I'm going to have Jim Guthrie come up, and it has come up the last couple of weeks, and the one thing I'll add is that this is kind of a moving target. There's a lot that goes into how we get loads, how we assign them to trucks, and I'm always amazed at what our operations department does with this, but Danielle's specific question was the status of our load choice program and where we stand on that. Will we be adding additional drivers? So can you help us with that, Jim, please?
I'm going to talk about that. First, I want to tie on to what Stan Kreskry just said about the training program. You know, just last week, the average lead seat of a team in the reefer division made $3,000 after all expenses and paying the co-driver. Just that was average. So that means there's several above that, you know, number as well. So there's a lot of opportunity. And, you know, Brian talked about growth earlier. Growth is so important to get more share of the market, and we have a lot of opportunity here. So please consider that. You know, if you're not doing it now, qualified. Okay, the load choice program. So, you know, we have approximately 500 drivers that are still in a testing phase on the refrigerated side. You know, one of the challenges that we've had over the last several months is the change in the marketplace. Part of our success revolves around overbooking. So booking more freight than available trucks and juggling the service requirements to put the pieces back together and make sure that we maintain the level of service that our customers expect and the capacity that they expect. And there's been, with the increase in market demand, there's been a wide, you know, amount of fluctuation and volatility in that. So we haven't added drivers onto that program recently, and we're still working on different ways where it fits best. What I would tell you is that our success with the rates that we have are industry leading in the refrigerated division. You know, they're industry leading, and that goes for all divisions. But and that the reason that we have that is because we're able to provide the capacity and the service that customers require. Still, all revolves around service. And in order to do that, it takes a lot of, like I said, juggling the pieces around and taking the puzzle apart, putting it back together multiple times per day, per hour. And so that's where we're working on the right fit for the load choice program. So there'll be more to come in the future. The most important thing right now is to develop that relationship with your fleet manager, who's your business partner. And that's where the success lies in driving these revenue numbers per unit, per week, which, again, is industry leading, and that's what we want to maintain. So we don't want the load choice program to get into a situation where we're changing our business model. So we'll continue to work on it.
Okay, Jim.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. Before I bring up our last two speakers, I have one more thing that I'm going to say, and then we'll pass it on to Robert and Steve. And this is primarily for our drivers that have been with us for less than a year. The last year has been different, and I think one of the big differences is our lack of being able to be in front of our drivers each week in the Friday morning safety meetings, and our lack of our social events, for lack of another term. It's important that we have those events, whether it's the Million Mile Dinners, the Highway Diamond Dinners, the Christmas party, the picnic, the Instructor of the Year banquet, all of those. And And we've talked about this in the past. It's our commitment to you to get back to those. Those totally separate Prime from all our competitors out there. And one of the neat things about every one of those that I mentioned, they always include, they always close the same. The grand finale is always Robert Lowe, our founder and president. And we do appreciate you for tuning in today. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it very much, Robert. Good to see you, man.
Hey, good to see you, man.
So, you know, these Facebook Live meetings are kind of unique. They don't allow us to stumble. So you got to get it out right the first time, Robert.
Thanks for that encouragement.
You're going to pass. Look, there's a couple of things I'd like to touch base on. Some of it might be redundant. If it is, I apologize. We really value what our driver base has done. These have been unbelievably tough times. We refuse to be victims, whether it's COVID or whether it's weather. We're going to get on through it together. You know, there's some things that are certainly most important. Your safety is most important. Your family's safety is most important. Your ability to operate accident-free is most important. Those things are primary to us. And from the very beginning of March of 2020, when COVID hit, Robert took action to ensure safety of our in-house associates as best we could. Now, we would not think that a year from now, we're still working from home and still producing, but that's the way the world is. It's different. It's different than what we grew up with. And Steve's comments about our culture and missing those get-togethers and recognizing safety and our million milers and our highway diamond events, Christmas parties, lease payout dinners, those are all a big part of our culture. So many of you that have just joined us in the last year have missed out on that. Believe me, when we get the chance, El Jefe here, he'll buck up and he'll make everything right again. So I have a lot of confidence in him. I've known him here for just a little while, 39 years or so. Seems like 50 probably to him. But we've gotten through some really tough times, and we get through it because of what you all do. Just on the service element, just for a moment, you've heard this captain of the ship thing. It's real. And we just need to be able to tell our customers when you think you're going to be able to make that delivery safely. As Don Lacey, bless his heart, used to say, there's no load hot enough that it won't cool off in the ditch. So please remember those words. Be safe, get secure, let us know when you're going to be able to deliver. You know, we always think in terms of service as just on-time delivery, but there's so many other things. Like, we can provide service with a late load. We can do it by calling our customer, letting them know where you are and what's going on and when you're going to be there. So there's a lot of different ways to provide a high level of service, and that's what we pride ourselves on. I'd like to give a shout out to our shop people. You know, this weather is unbelievable. I think Robert has tried to equip them just a little bit better with some of their clothing and trying to help them keep warm, trying to do some things that would make their lives just a little bit easier. But you know, they're largely responsible for getting you in and out and helping us maintain that level of service. So I want to thank all of our shop people for what they do. Finally, I'll probably think of something else, but I want to just recognize the veterans that are out here driving for Prime. You all have paid the sacrifice for protecting our country, and we're forever grateful for your service to our country. So thank you for that. Robert, I'm going to let you go ahead and wrap up.
My goodness, I thought he was never going to shut up. You can see why he's a sales guy. He loves to talk, right? And he's pretty smooth at it. You know, I remember when I first started driving, I actually drove for a company that Steve was an executive in. And I'd see him around the country. I'd be pulling in one of those paper mills, and Steve would be all suited up and tie on. He had that leisure suit back in the day. You know, it's a leisure suit.
White buckskins, yeah, white belt.
Yeah, you're something. You're pretty shiny. But he's a damn good salesman. We're proud to have him on the team. I want to embroider on Sam's comments a little bit, kind of brag on our program. You know, we save a lot of money for our operators and our company trucks as well, on fuel. We buy it better. Sam drives a hard bargain. He may be from Canada, but he drives a hard bargain. Let me tell you something. This guy, he pounds them down. We have excellent fuel prices, and every cent of the discount that we get benefits our operators. We don't take a cut off of it like some of our competitors do. Every cent we save on fuel goes right to our operators' bottom lines, and it's significant. So, Sam, we appreciate what you do. He's an up-and-comer, that boy is. So, you know, this last 2 weeks has been brutal. You know, I think we're down something like, you know, system-wide about 1,400 loads this morning. You know, so you say this weather knocked us down. But, you know, in life or in trucking, it's not a matter of whether or not you're going to get knocked down.
Yes.
Just count on it.
Correct.
You're going to get knocked down. It's whether you get back up that really counts. And we're going to get back up by end of the week. Hopefully, little break from the weather, we're going to be rolling strong. I mean, rolling strong, loading strong, strong rates, strong customers, strong drivers, you know, great shop, great support team in here. We'll be rolling strong. So I appreciate what you do.
Let me say, we should say something about Justin Kaufman and Road Assist, because I know Justin has really tried to support our operators by bringing in additional people to help on Road Assist. And obviously there's been a tremendous need for that. And so Justin, thank you. And thanks for all the Road Assist people. And why it is so important now on the fuel side to get good miles per gallon is because we have customers that help us with the fuel surcharge program. So, you know, when fuel was down and we were really rocking and rolling safely, maybe you didn't pay quite as much attention to fuel mileage, but it's time now, right?
Oh yeah.
It's moving up.
Yeah, yeah. It's really always been time. But when it was cheaper, obviously there's less potential benefit there, but still, a difference between our cost, even at lower general levels, and our competitors is a great amount. So please take advantage of it. Also, you know, getting the good fuel. Right now, if you're froze up someplace because some fuel's got some water in it, that ain't, you know, that can be life-threatening. We understand that very well. So we make sure that our fuel vendors are getting us a high-quality fuel with the right protection according to the temperature, what it's doing, not only where that station is located, but where you're going. So we're making sure that for that fuel, to the extent that we can control it, and of course, if you need your assistance, you know, keep the anti-gel additives in there that you need. Don't freeze up out there on the road. Don't let your reefer unit freeze up. That ain't no fun being frozen up. And like I say, it can be life-threatening. It's cold, -9. I think it was like -9 in my house this morning. I mean, it was cold.
Yeah, wind chill -18, I think.
Whew.
Yeah.
Cold. So, you know, again, folks, you're doing a great job. Please be safe out there. God bless each of you. Take care. Talk to you next week.
Thank you. Thank you.
Look this pump.